News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your community talk radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05, April the 20th. Good morning. Wow, what a week and a weekend.
It's May.
Whoa.
It's May, by the way.
What did I say?
April.
Again?
Did you lose a month someplace?
I've lost a month. You know, I've lost a lot this weekend.
Better a month than a tooth.
I lost a tooth. I lost, in fact, I lost probably a million brain cells this week.
By Yeehaw, huh?
And let's talk about Pendleton whiskey sometime. Whoa. Hey, our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And if you had a shot of Pendleton whiskey over the weekend at the rodeo, you got to call in here and see, and tell us how you survived it.
Well, that was their whiskey of choice. And by the way, in case you're just tuning in, we are KCNR 1460. It's Monday morning. And yes, we just had a week of rodeo events. It's currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a day of sunshine with temperatures around 90, mostly clear skies tonight with temperatures around 61. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Got to get that in there, Carl.
Yeah, Anselmo Vineyards.
Before we went into Pendleton whiskey, that was a burn. It was kind of like straw whiskey, or, you know, you have some whiskey that, that really you can taste the, you know, where it came from.
Well, now it's the official whiskey for the, National Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association.
Oh.
So, we can sip on it. You know, we can sip
yes.
on it. You know, it's something there because after we finish, when we finish our moment with our Wells Fargo advisors, we're going to talk rodeo. We're going to talk about a lot of things that's happening and it's happening now, including maybe even a letter to the editor.
All right. Let's go to Chris Lasondak from, our Wells Fargo expert. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 30 minutes into a new trading week and the markets are a little changed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 6 points at 15,348. The S&P 500 down 2 points at 1665, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 4 points at 3,503. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 97 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 6 cents at 1349. Ford's up 11 cents at 1519. Advanced Micro Devices up a dime at $4.17. Well, Rite Aid's adding 13 cents at 2.92. Of local interest, Safeway down 43 cents at 24.72. Reading Bank of Commerce up 3 cents at $5.04. And Harley-Davidson up a penny at 59.49. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.93%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.24. Oil's down 48 cents a barrel at $95.81. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $3.96 an ounce at $13.54.96. Well, silver's down 56 cents at $21.67. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive and visit them. They love nothing more than to discuss what's going on in Wall Street and investing. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we've got a lot of things going on today. We're going to discuss a lot of stuff that's happening in the city, in the county. We're going to talk about some national things. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff today, but when we come back, we're going to start off by
a little memory clip of what happened from us for the week of the rodeo week.
There you go. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
It's a design that makes you feel cool. A performance that makes you feel energized. The 2013 Volkswagen Passat, and it could be yours. All you have to do is head to Wind River Casino and play the Platinum Passat Swipe to Win. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. Swipe for your chance to win prizes and free slot play. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. We are giving you double the chances to win in our weekly drawings. Thursdays at noon at 7 p.m. for a chance at $200 free slot play. The final drawing is on Friday, May 31st at 9:30 p.m. where you could drive off in the all-new 2013 VW Passat. Head to Wind River Casino and play the Platinum Passat Swipe to Win and get a feel for what is awesome. The gorgeous, elegant, sophisticated Volkswagen Passat. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river. A winner.
Hi. This is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. And they'd rather give you a song than diamonds and gold.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, it's post-rodeo week, and we're having withdrawals already.
I'll tell you what, that, you better get on your big boy panties when you go to the rodeo. I'm just telling you, pull them up tight, folks.
Was that a mixing of metaphors?
No.
Hey, Bad Bob, are you wearing
please
your big
let
boy?
Me work on that visual.
No butt crackage here. No slackers. I'm telling, I know I have a weird sense of humor, but. The whole.
Okay, so we'll pull up our big boy panties now. And, okay, when we're talking rodeo, the whole last week,
the whole week.
The whole week, you know, dances and shootouts and chili cook-offs and it all. And you were there on Friday after we did the pancake breakfast, which we hopefully, fed like 11,000 people.
Man. Said
it was lined up a bit longer than I've ever seen it, but it only takes a few minutes.
Beautiful through weather.
The lined up, beautiful weather. We had 100 people come by where we were out in our remote. But after the pancake breakfast, you went to the Chicks and Chaps. Tell people what that
oh
was.
Oh my gosh. Like Carl puts you and my eyes went,
yeah, no, cause it was
let me go
you.
To my Rolodex.
Cause so I ran inside
the hide. I can't remember,
hide.
You know. Well, it's like you wearing two different kinds of shoes on Friday. I still can't get over that, Carl.
Yeah, I had two different color shoes on. Nobody knows except you and everybody.
Two different types. You said that. They do feel different. But when you're running around trying to get your banners and stuff. Anyway, so Friday was Chicks and Chaps Day. It's the second annual. It's wonderful that it's a model that they brought in from Montana. It is along with the Tough Enough to Wear Pink, they brought in, it's all for women, breast cancer awareness. They had speakers. They had, the local monies that were made from that luncheon went to help, support someone here who has lost her insurance and going through the costs of what it does in the support of her. So it was very well attended. Come in, you get your pink shirts, they get a little pink cowbell, you know, your little pink beads, and it's just a lot of fun. Then we actually went in after that with John Gorning, who took us on a clinic. He basically took us back into the pens and showed us about the different animals and what they do and how, you know, the breeding behind them.
Yeah, John Gorning is one of the major stock contractors out here in California and up here in the Northwest Canada and probably the whole West. And it's, when you hear that Gorning stock and he's right out of Red Bluff, you know that you've got some fine animals there.
And there was a charming bull rider that we had met on Friday morning when we did our live remote, who was back in the rings that day, back in the pit, and he talked with us, and he talked about, we asked him, you know, who's your agent? And he was saying his mother handles his stuff, and this, he's just turned 21, and, you know, just what it was like for him, his intensity factor. And it was great because he was sitting there with a little microphone talking to a group of us. There must have been maybe 75 women. And we split up in different groups, and then once some of us went into another ring where, of course, they taught us how to rope, and we rode the Bronken bull. And
did you slap a bull?
Now, do you think I can tell? That's my secret.
Okay.
I think it was posted on Facebook, but what happened is that we had this big auction, and I had this group of gals that were really wonderful. They threw money in a pit and with me, and we all got together. And then for my birthday that's coming up sometime soon, I got the belt buckle, and it's a collector piece. I'm really excited. It's a Chicks and Chaps 2013 belt buckle, and I came home with that. And then I've already gotten emails today with girlfriends that are saying I've got buckle envy.
Well, so do I.
Called the buckle bunny.
And that night,
take what you can. I don't mind being a buckle bunny when I'm turning 55.
There you go. And then we went to the rodeo that night, of course. And then the next morning, a great parade. A lot of people there at the parade.
Wonderful parade.
About 115 entrants. And then Saturday night was the champions. It was the champions, rodeo, the champions circuit. And the fact is, it's the first time, Champions Challenge, it was the first time done in the United States, and they want to do it four times this year, and the first time was right here in Redding, California. They had a head of the PRCA, they had all these dignitaries from the high echelons of rodeo were here to watch it in Redding, and frankly, I think it was a huge success.
It was amazing.
The stands were packed.
It was packed, and it's
and some of the best cowboys in, well, the best cowboys in the United States, which means the world, were here in Redding.
I think a lot of people who attended Saturday night that were waiting all week to attend a rodeo were surprised, because this was like an execution. I mean, they came in and you had the best barrel racers. You had, that was like, what, 17? The first one, Kim Walker?
17-1, Mary Walker.
Mary Walker came in, and they came out and they executed. There was one round of bulls, and they were talking about these bulls were so bad that only two of the top rated bull riders could actually stay on the bulls.
And one of them was halfway down and was just when it released, but two out of the 10 of the best bull riders in the United States, that's how bad these bulls are. But then we're hearing they're crossbreeding, the Mexican fighting bulls or Spanish fighting bulls with our own, bucking bulls here. So, I mean, these bulls have attitude. Okay. Look, hey, let's go to the phones. Don, good morning.
Don.
Thanks for waiting, Don. We were just rodeoing, catching up on rodeo.
Okay. I have three quick comments. Number one, Judy Maxwell and I want to tell Linda Boss happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for reminding me today to wear my big boy panties. And thirdly, I like the rodeo because it's the first time I get to see the bull throwing the people.
Well, there were some politicians there, so, you know, it was a little bit strange. Coming out of shoot one will be Senator Feinstein.
It was intense. It was really intense. But that's why I said, Don, I think a lot of people were shocked on Saturday night because a lot of people, I think, you know, it is a great people watching, event. Totally. But it was a shorter event because the people came in and executed. Yes, they did. They had the drill teams that came out in between and they had the stunt riders, which were phenomenal. It was just a really good, not drawn out, rodeo. But anyway, so what night did you go?
We went two nights ago.
Okay, so Thursday night. Well, great. Don, thank you so much for the birthday wishes. And you know, as being Mr. Radio personality yourself, we've got to come up on a break.
Yes, thank you. Have a good time.
All right. Thanks, Don. All right, we'll be right back.
And Jimmy, if you want to call about something stuck in your craw about Obamacare, now's the time to do it. Come on in. We'll be right back.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us. 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating our customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, Carl and the Bot. It is 7:25 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down to Espresso Joe's for great coffee in the morning. Walk next door for the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices right here in Reading at Tobacco and Brew. You talk about great service and great people. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Let's go to the phones. Jimmy, good morning. You've got something stuck in your craw.
I do, Carl. And this is very interesting.
My sister, she has fibromyalgia, and apparently it's a very painful disease, and she's been going to the same doctor for 15 years. Well, last week she went to her doctor, and he came in and basically told her that since she's on a pain regimen, that he cannot see her anymore due to this new Obamacare, and she has to go to some other clinic for that. So she goes to this other clinic, and they tell her that she's going to have to quit taking her medication for 2 months so they can reevaluate her. Now, when Obama came out with this bill, he said that you can keep your doctor, and now she cannot keep her doctor. So, you know, I'm just really dumbfounded on this one.
Well, you shouldn't be dumbfounded, Jimmy. I mean, my heart goes out to your sister. And the thing is that Obama said anything it took to get this thing passed. And as Pelosi said, we need to pass it to see what's in it. So what's in it is in many times nothing about what they talked about. Yeah, you can go ahead and say you can keep your doctor, but then we're not going to pay your doctor. And so then what happens? Well, the doctor says, well, look, they're not paying me. And then they're changing insurance up on people. It's wrong.
Exactly. So it's
wrong.
Want to, you know, tell the people of the North Valley that, you know, apparently she cannot keep her doctor, and, you know, it's just a big mess. And every doctor I've ever talked to about this said it's a big mess. So,
it's going to get worse. We had one. We had a very well-known physician in Sacramento say to us, "It's a zombie apocalypse." He said, you know, I've said that before. He says, I've never really believed it, but now I believe it, that what's happening in our medical field and our medical care is going to be the zombie apocalypse. They're going to be putting doctors out of business. They're going to be putting clinics out of business. The whole idea is to force this into a single payer. Government pays for everything, health care. And people need to see that. They need to understand that all this is meant to fail so that the government will be forced to take over your medical care. Now, and you want to talk about this just to make you feel a little bit better, is that now every time, you know, your medical care and all these medical records, which are supposed to be so sacrosanct and nobody knows about them, well, forget that, because they're already being used. As we found out, the IRS has your medical records. Also, anytime that you go down to one of these pharmacies, and they have one of these little, hey, save money cards, and they say, hey, you can save 10% on what you buy, so, you know, you save $5 or $6 or $7, and, you know, you can get them Walgreens and all these other places. That also, that information of what you're buying, and that means those prescriptions and everything about what you're buying is going to the highest bidder. So, how's that make you feel?
Yeah. Anyways, I just wanted to shout that out. So, yeah, now she's going to have to go 2 months without any medication and suffer because of all this.
Is there anything that will cover her in between?
I'm sorry?
Is there anything that would cover those meds in between?
I can't really hear you very well, but
anyway, what I would say is, but you might want to see if there's something else that would cover those medications in between. While, you know, while she's off, you know, if the other doctor won't, you know, if she can't do them with the other doctor.
Right, yeah. I don't know what she's going to do, but I just wanted to, you know, let the people know that this is a big bunch of phooey.
Yeah,
it is.
So I'll let you go, Carl. Thanks for letting
Thank
me.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Jimmy.
Thank you so much.
The, hello. Okay, we're
back on the air. Anyway, I got to say about the Rite Aid situation yesterday, Carl. When I went in with a girlfriend, we're hearing this from Jimmy and from other people everywhere we go about insurances that are being dropped, taking time to get covered, having to find new companies. It's happening left and right. But yesterday when I was in Rite Aid, I'd made a quick stop with a girlfriend who bought products, and you have to use your card. Well, in order to get the discounts. And then there are people right on your back when you're putting in your number, or they're asking for your number out loud. It's very invasive. And I feel this very same thing that we saw recently, we've read recently. I'm feeling like I'm being tracked everywhere I go. I can't just go and put a dollar bill out anymore. I am going to be, how much are you spending, and why are you spending, and what are you spending it on? It's none of your business.
Well, that's true.
But that something's happening now, and it started with Safeway, now all the stores, all of the stores are doing cards.
And they are. And as long as you're willing to use those cards to get a discount, they will keep tracking. They know exactly everything you've bought in Holiday or Safeway or any of these places, as long as you use a card and a number. We'll be right back after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are lower in early trading after surging to record highs last week. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 30 points. Meanwhile, GE Capital is shelling out $11 billion to parent company General Electric in dividend payments this year. GE Chief Executive Jeff Immelt says the move is consistent with the company's goal to reduce the overall size of GE Capital and for it to return significant cash to GE. GE plans to return $18 billion in cash to its shareholders this year, including the repurchase of $10 billion of stock under its previously announced balanced capital allocation plan. And Freeport-McMoRan and Plains Exploration say they will pay more in dividends if shareholders approve their merger. Plains will pay a special one-time cash dividend of $3 right before the deal closes. Freeport will declare $1 a share stock dividend right after. Shareholders are slated to vote on Freeport's $6 billion takeover of Plains Exploration later today. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it's time for the 2013 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 22nd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers, save with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 22nd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 to 1. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 22nd. Vendors include Northern California Veterans Museum, Shasta Estates and Hilltop Estates, 21st Century Oncology, Shasta County Veterans Services Office, and Shasta County Adult Services. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Windsor Reading Care Center, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Addis Healthcare, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. The Spring Senior Expo, May 22nd. Don't miss it.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach. It is 7:35 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines as we're coming in here. And
currently 68 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Looks like we're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 90 and mostly clear tonight with 61. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with 78 and a clear of 51. Looks like we have a beautiful week ahead of us. And, of course, we always love, what is this day in history? I didn't get to it early, but you know how much you love Norman Rockwell. Well, of course, he was the most famous magazine illustrator of the 20th century, and do it like it was. It was this day in 1916, the first cover on the Saturday Evening Post appeared. The illustration was of a young boy having to care for his baby sibling with his little buddies left him and went off to play ball. The forlorn child pushing a baby carriage tugged at the heartstrings of all who saw it. By the way, Norman Rockwell drew over 300 covers for the Saturday Evening Post, plus covers for Collier's, American Boy, The Literary Digest, Life, and others. You know, he also did the Boy Scouts of America. And we were very fortunate to see his works in Washington, D.C. when we went few years back.
Steven Spielberg has got a huge collection of, believe it or not, Norman Rockwell paintings. And he and several others let them be exhibited back in D.C. in one of the museums there. And we were lucky enough to see it. Yeah. Hey, let's go to the phones real quick. B.C., good morning.
Good morning, Carl Lynn. I just want your guys' I want your input on this SB 241, the oil severance tax bill that there looks like it's gonna be a new tax on oil for oil companies. But will the oil companies be able to pass that right on to the consumer here in California?
I'm thinking that probably they will if they're gonna charge 9.5%.
Right.
Not only that, they're also proposing 50 cents for a box of bullets, a penny per ounce of sugary drinks, and I think it's $2 per pack of cigarettes. So what they're going to do is just keep taxing us and taxing us and taxing us, and the only person we have on our side, believe it or not, could be Jerry Brown.
Holy smokes.
Who made the statement. You know what? We've taxed him pretty hard.
Well, yeah, but how can Jerry Brown do anything when they have two-thirds and they can override his veto?
That's right. He can say, I veto this, and they turn around and they just keep passing it. You know why? They're a bunch of crazed Democrats.
Absolutely.
And I can say that if it was Republicans, I'd say they're crazed Republicans that just keep passing these bills to tax.
Well, I hope those liberals out there are happy with what they've installed in Sacramento. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, BC. No, and what you're saying, that 9.5% pumping tax, yeah, that's going to come straight back at us, my friend, straight back at us. Okay. Let's get into a happier mood. Are you in a happier mood now?
I've always been in a happy mood. It's rodeo week. It's May. It's my favorite time of the year. And, with us this morning, we'd like to introduce Littleton.
Yes.
Jeff Littleton. Mr.
Yes.
Littleton, how are you today?
Doing great. How about you?
And you're here to talk with us today about an event that's happening May 27th.
Yes. It's our annual Memorial Day ceremony at the Veterans Cemetery.
And this is a great event. We've been there many times. And, so can you tell us a little bit about it?
Tell us all about it.
Well, this is the time when we honor our past veterans who have gone. We'll be beginning our ceremony on May 27th at 5:55 p.m. It's at the Veterans Cemetery on Gas Point Road. Beautiful drive out there, either through Central Valley or Cottonwood off Gas Point Road, or if you go up Churn Creek Road.
You go up Churn Creek and go up, I tell you what, you can go up Placer. And when you get to Igo, take a left and head that way. There's a lot of ways to get up there, but it's a beautiful drive in any case. And Igo is a beautiful place.
Oh, it is.
You know what? Every time we go up to IGO, up to the Northern California.
We just call it now the Veteran Cemetery in IGO.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, anytime you go up there, it's absolutely beautiful. It's quiet, it's serene, and more spots are being filled up.
Yeah.
You're seeing more and more headstones.
Yes, it's amazing. It's an oasis out there in IGO. And we'll actually, we'll be having the Foothill High School Band performing for us this year under the direction of Mike Barr.
Fabulous. We saw the marching band that came through the parade. They're working up some of the numbers they're going to be performing on the May 27th event. And there's a lot of events that are happening, but this kind of seems to be like the big, you know, the not extravagant, but the finale of the day with all the side events. You've got the Foothill High School Band honoring. There's going to be the ceremony again. You've got different speakers. And what kind of musical presentations will you have that evening?
Well, the Foothill High School Band will be playing the music melody. And we also have, get my notes in order here.
Put you on the spot there, didn't I?
Oh, yes. Oh,
well, yeah. You know, they have a number of different things, and you have also a number of the veterans are up there from the, and speaking, and talking about Memorial Day and what it means, you know, means to our country. The big thing though is that people be there. They're going to have a flyover. May not be military jets, but it's going to be a flyover.
Yes, it'll be actually provided by the Reading Jet Center. They were so gracious. For one reason, I'm not going to question the military use that we get from Beale Air Force Base. They have real life missions dealing around the world, so understandably.
Let's just call it what it is, sequestration.
Yeah.
That's what's causing all this. Anywhere from jets to horses to the mounted color guards aren't going anywhere because of sequestration. But having to fly over by the Reading Jet Center, because they bring in some vintage aircraft, I believe. And then, of course, is the bell ceremony honoring our heroes.
Yes. And what they're going to do is they're going to sound the bell and then name. I believe what we're going to do is just recent passings within the community, because it would take forever to honor all of our past heroes here. We're also going to have the Jefferson Pipes. They're going to play Amazing Grace. And
well, they're always great, the Jefferson Pipe Band. I mean, they march on, and then just a single bagpiper doing the Amazing Grace.
So Memorial Day, our Memorial Day ceremony, I'm sorry, is May 27th, of course. Mark your calendars. It's actually coming up here.
A week from today.
And at 5:55 p.m.
So be there around 5, though, right?
At IGO Cemetery.
Yeah. Get there early. As I've said before, the band will be playing the musical melody as everybody's settling in. We're also going to have Chris McCandle singing the national anthem. Our military speaker is going to be Robert Abney, who's a World War II Army Air Corps veteran as well as a Korean War Marine veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And our guest speaker will be Chief Robert Paletti, the Reading police chief. He's also a member of the
National Guard. He's Lieutenant Colonel in the National Guard. Yeah, in fact, he's been on active duty this last week. Oh. So, yeah, he was back in school or something like that.
We'll also be having the laying of the wreaths from the various service organizations. I believe that we're going to also have Gold Star families represented there as well.
Right. Wow. Well, it sounds like a great time. So everybody, this is, you know, a way to do Memorial Day. It's not just a 3-day weekend, my friends, but it is at the end of a 3-day weekend. So, you know, come head on out to IGO on May 27th, a week from today. Be out there around between 5 and 5:30, because it starts at 5:55. We're talking music, and honoring our heroes, all of our veterans, with, it'll be special music presentations, a couple of speakers, a flyover. This is a way to remember those who have given their all for our country and for our way of life, who volunteered to give their all. So that's next Monday, a week from today, at 5:55 p.m. out at IGO at the cemetery there. Get there around between 5 and 5:30. And I guarantee you that it'll be a moving service.
So, appreciate it, Jeff
yeah,
Littleton.
Jeff.
No, thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
So, you own some land, and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Redding. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twinview Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent of Sheldon Largent Realty and the Kurt Largent Radio Show, heard every Saturday here on KCNR 1460 from 9 to 10. I would like to take this opportunity to personally invite you to attend a real estate clinic brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce Mortgage with Chris Lamb and Sheldon Largent Realty. At this clinic, we will be discussing Reading's hot real estate topics, everything from flipping homes, first-time buyers, understanding how banks work as sellers, creative financing for buying investment properties, building wealth with real estate, and Chris will tell you how to buy even with zero down. There's also the difficult question of how to get your offer accepted with multiple offers. There's much, much more we'll talk about. In fact, if you're desperate to sell your home, come to this seminar. We'll make you an offer to purchase your home and close it in 10 days. This seminar will be held Thursday, May 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop. The seating is limited, so to guarantee a seat, please call 530-282-1767. That's 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop, and we hope to see you there.
This is Army Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Lighty with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Having a hard time finding ammunition for your CCW training? NFI can supply your ammunition for your NRA-certified personal protection course. 16 county sheriff departments have selected NFI to train their residents in concealed carry. NFI is passionate about training, safety, and is committed to American liberties. Read our reviews at NorCalFI.com, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach.
Love it. This is what we need for Monday morning.
Yeah, all
I was
this.
Watching the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the other day. That's fun. I need to be reminded of some of the great music from the past. I don't know. Did any of you watch the awards from last night? I'm curious if you watched the Billboard Awards. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Well, if you want to dance on your kitchen, don't dance on your kitchen tile. Dance on granite because you deserve it. Estate Granite, this is where they come in and they do professional, very reasonable work. It's always important to have trustworthy people doing work in your home where you can, again, like you said, you can turn your back and you know that you've got your back covered. So that's the folks at Estate Granite. If you're looking to get bids for anything that has to do with granite, give Mike Huber a call. They're located on Mountain Lakes Boulevard and they are in Reading, or you can call Mike at 241-7866.
Okay. Now a couple of things. Get ready. Stand by. We're going rant time here. So you can feel free to join in here because we're going to be talking IRS. We're going to be talking a lot of things. Linda, you just showed me something that said the Supreme Court is getting ready to, they said they would agree to look at prayer in government meetings. You know, before you start a government meeting, many times there's prayers, that they would take a look at that. Now, when you said that, we started talking about, well, you know what? What if God really gets mad at a state? a state. Or, you know, and he wants to punish me. And then I looked at Bad Bob and I said, Bad Bob, can you imagine a plague of locusts hitting a state? Or acid rain hitting a state? Or the waters turning to blood? I mean, can you imagine these?
We already have a plague of locusts. They're working in the Capitol.
And then I said, you know what? And then I said, you know what? What state would it hit? Guys, would it hit the state that's probably just the most offensive to people? And I thought Connecticut, Massachusetts. And I thought, you're right. It is California. And you're right, Bad Bob. We have been hit with a plague. It's called Democrats in Sacramento. They are taxing us. They're taking our money, our food, our ability to work. That's our plague.
Well, from the Associated Press, the Supreme Court agreed Monday to consider whether prayers can be offered at government meetings, a practice that's been common, of course, in Congress and throughout the states for more than two centuries. The religious expression case, which comes to the court from the town of Greece, New York, focuses on the first 10 words of the First Amendment ratified in 1791. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion.
Of a specific religion, not, and this is a religion. And
respecting
religion. And this is where they're wrong. Because they were talking about a specific state-supported religion, which the Congress and the Constitution of the United States does not do.
It goes on to say that establishment clause was violated.
Ha.
The Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruled last year when the Greecetown Board repeatedly used Christian clergy to conduct prayer, to conduct prayers at the start of its public meetings. The decision created a rift with other appeals courts that have been upheld prayer at public meetings, prompted the justice to step in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
They're going to uphold it. They're going to say, hey, look,
conduct,
you know what?
Conduct.
God knows these people need some guidance. And maybe that's a problem. It's just not making its way through. Okay, so we do have our plague. It's maybe not out of the Bible, but it is a plague that we have visited upon ourselves by giving a two-thirds majority to the Democrats in Sacramento. We'll be right back after these messages.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the
laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:54 in the morning, and this portion of the show is being brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater. Been providing natural spring water to their customers in Northern California and Southern California since 1988. They get their spring waters from their own springs. At the base of Mount Shasta, the best tasting, purest, natural source of spring waters in the world. Check them out at MountShastaSpringwater.com or give them a call at 1-800-922-6227.
Just a quickie in the headlines. If you bought your ticket 6 months in advance, thinking about United Airlines, it's getting, its 787s back in the air. The planes are returning after being grounded for 4 months by the federal government because of smoldering batteries on 787s owned by other airlines. So, they're going to be back actually today. All of the planes are back on ground, ready to go.
Okay. If you got any comments about the IRS and how heavy handed the government's been in taking out and delaying and, harassing and threatening organizations that may have the word patriot in it, I've got a great story. Patriot Guard Riders. You know the Patriot Guard Riders, those men and women who ride throughout the country paying honors to our veterans who don't take, they're not a political group, but they do have the word patriot. Well, and they put in for a 501c right here out of Reading. Time after time, months, you know, hundreds and hundreds of pages of stuff back and forth because they wanted to get their 501. Until this broke, and then guess what happened? They got their 501. It took them like a day after that. Now, what makes it even better is one of the guys that kind of heads up the Patriot Guard, because, you know, it's a volunteer group. I mean, it's, you know, you don't join it. You just ride with it. Says, you know what? If we had called ourselves the Islamic Jihad Riders of the Sky, we could have probably gotten that in 2 days. You know what? He's right. But this is absolutely – that was a true story. Now, let's talk about sexual assault in military. Obama calls it – a threat to our national security. He's come up with a plan. He says, I'm going to hold the commanders responsible. There's been a 35% rise in sexual assault since 2010. And I think he's absolutely right. He should hold the commanders responsible for this. He's, you know, he wants to have people not be afraid to come out and speak about if they've been sexually assaulted. There's new statistics all the time. We have men in charge of the sexual assault reporting programs of getting arrested for sexual assault. Yeah, I know. You know what? If it wasn't so sad, it would almost be ludicrous that the people they put in charge of a sexual assault program gets arrested for sexually assaulting a woman outside a bar, and he's drunk. Hey, you know, it seems at some point you would be vetting these guys so that they wouldn't have any of these things. But let's go back to the original one. If this is a threat to our national security of all the sexual assaults that Obama says it is, he wants to hold the commanders responsible, then let's hold the commander responsible. How about the commander in chief? That under his watch, sexual assaults have risen 35% in 2 years. That all these things are happening. That under his watch, that these commanders have been put in these positions and they were getting relieved for sexual assault. Men are being put into these positions and women being put in positions where they're relieved for cause. Why don't we hold the man who's in charge of all of this responsible? The commander in chief. I promise you, I guarantee you, if he had been a commander at a battalion level, which he doesn't have the experience for, but if he was a commander at a company level and these things were happening under his watch, a 35% increase in sexual assaults in over a 2 year period, he would be relieved. President Obama should relieve himself as commander in chief. Our readiness is down. We have a million cases backlogged in the VA, and as of up to last year, they were paying bonuses to the people in charge of the VA. What's that? We can't get people in the hospitals. We can't get people treated. Sexual assault's on the rise. Commanders are being relieved by the dozens, all under Obama's watch. Why doesn't somebody say something about this? This attack on the military, or this disdain, it seems like, or this inattention to the military, is paying itself off in horrible dividends. Take a look at it. Take a look at what's happened since he has come in and become commander-in-chief. And yet he goes out there and says he wants to hold lesser people responsible for his policies. His policies. Truly, as a true commander-in-chief, why don't you just see what's happening here? Step aside as commander-in-chief. You would relieve the man or woman under you for less cost. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A lawsuit against a town in New York has a prayer at the Supreme Court. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
The courts agreed to hear the grievance from two residents of Greece, New York. They claim the town's endorsing Christianity by allowing members of the public to open town meetings with prayers. The two say the vast majority of those prayers were led by Christian clergy in violation of the First Amendment. Now, the town's lawyers say it never regulated the content of the prayers, nor did it discriminate in choosing those giving the prayers. The first attempt to sue failed, but a federal circuit court reinstated the case, now before the Supreme Court, Dave.
Rich, it's not just the Associated Press being probed for news leaks. Fox News has been as well. The Washington Post reports our chief Washington correspondent, James Rosen, has been investigated for a story he did on North Korea in 2009, going through phone records and emails, and then believing a crime could have been committed, secretly getting a search warrant to go through Rosen's personal emails. They're salvaging whatever's left after a tornado tore apart Shawnee, Oklahoma.
Houses are almost all destroyed down through there.
Fox's Casey Stiegel's there.
An entire mobile home park was leveled. The National Weather Service says more severe weather capable of producing tornadoes is taking aim at the exact same region again today.
A storm of Sunni versus Shiite violence in Iraq. A wave of deadly car bombings today in Baghdad and other cities, some targeting busy markets and bus stops. At least 79 people are dead. Jodi Arias returns to court today as the Arizona jury that convicted her of murdering her ex-boyfriend continues determining Arias' punishment.
Before the jury makes a decision as to whether to impose the death penalty, they'll hear from Arias herself. After she was convicted, she told a reporter in Phoenix that the best outcome for her would be death rather than life.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal. Police in California looking for a killer. Whoever fired shots into a home near Sacramento Saturday, killing a 10-year-old girl, injuring her parents. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network and get a free Samsung Rugby 3, instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, and flexible network technology. With AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company paid line of service. Strong phone, stronger service, unbeatable offer. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only, requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced Decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance, the natural wood grain look, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty, so you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. You really do get what you pay for on Trex Enhance, now in stock at the Home Depot. And for a limited time, take advantage of special savings on Trex Enhance at the Home Depot.
Who won? That's the $590 million question in Zephyr Hills, Florida, where the winning Powerball ticket was bought. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Miami.
Well, it wasn't me, Dave, but whoever the person is, they have not yet contacted Florida's Lottery Commission. Dave Bishop is the deputy secretary.
No, we have not yet heard from the winner. In fact, the winner may not even know
he or she is a winner yet.
Which is why anybody who bought their ticket from that grocery store in Zephyr Hills outside Tampa ought to be rechecking those numbers. Whoever has the ticket has 60 days to make it to Tallahassee so the state can verify the ticket and present the winnings, Dave.
Evan, this hasn't happened in nearly 50 years. The leader of Burma goes to the White House today.
Trade and human rights are expected to be the big subjects as President Obama hosts Thein Sein, president of Burma, also known as Myanmar. The administration began easing sanctions on the country in 2011, and last year President Obama visited Burma in a bid to coax the country into further reforms. But human rights groups say the government has not done enough to curb military abuses and persecution of minorities within the country. Covering the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
A Boeing 787 returns to the air today in the U.S. for the first time since the Dreamliners were grounded over battery problems. It's a United flight from Houston to Chicago. Takes off in about an hour. We all have stress at work. It's part of the job. But there is a way to not let that hurt your health.
A slew of research has already shown being under stress at work is linked to a higher risk of heart problems. But a new study from University College in London finds heart risks were cut in half among people who maintained a healthy lifestyle compared to those who drank, smoked, or were obese. Researchers say for many, having stress at work is unavoidable, but the negative effects can be offset by being active and eating a balanced diet. Colleen Capon, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 12 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's our second hour, 8:05 in the morning with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And
welcome back to our second hour here on KCNR 1460. Currently 69 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We are going to have a temperature today that's, we're reaching around 90, it looks like, with our forecast. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 61. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Thursday night, don't forget, is pizza night. And if you are, this is the perfect weather to go to take a trail ride, go up there and you can spend the day with a trail ride and wine tasting and lunch, and it's a great time. Let's go to our Wells Fargo experts with our Wells Fargo Market Minute and our expert, Chris Lasondek. What's happening on the East Coast?
Well, good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading. The markets are modestly higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 12 points at 15,366. The S&P 500 adding 1 point at 1668, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 5 points at 3,504. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 160 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco down 31 cents at 23.91, Intel's up 6 cents at 24.10, Apple up $10.42 at 443.70, and Facebook down 44 cents at 25.81. Of local interest, Home Depot down 12 cents at 76.74, Tri-Counties Bank up 7 cents at 19.51, and Verizon's down 4 cents at 53.31. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.95%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.25%. Oil's up 44 cents a barrel at $96.73, and precious metals are mixed with gold up 19 cents an ounce at $13.58.05. Well, silver's down 38 cents at $21.85 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 910 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 for the latest in what's happening in Wall Street. Or stop by Park Marina Drive and say hello and have them lead you through the jungles of Wall Street. All right, now we've got on Mondays, it must be Elizabeth. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
We're great.
We're great, Elizabeth.
Great show on Sunday. I always enjoy listening to you and Aaron.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you for the opportunity. And the thing I love about a free, independent radio station is that we have the freedom to bring in the guests that we want to bring in and express our opinions.
Well, you know, that is what independent radio is.
And we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
What's happening tonight?
Tonight at the Reading Tea Party, we meet at 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road. That's the Destiny Fellowship Church, and actually we're well into our third year of meeting at that location, and we've been there, well, we've been going strong now for 4 years. And I do want to say that for all of those folks that believe that the Tea Party has gone away, after 4 years, when I arrive on a Monday night, I still have a hard time getting a parking place. And last week we had 300 people. So, not true. We're alive and strong and powering forward. And tonight we're going to have, a number of projects, going on at the Reading Tea Party that people can plug into. The impending Obamacare, there are a lot of people that are now taking a serious look at how they're managing their own health care, from exercise to holistic remedies for everyday ailments to the food that they eat. There's a huge resurgence in really healthy lifestyles, which is a great thing. It's a wonderful benefit of Obamacare. We're going to be focusing on that. Last week we had a speaker, a woman who travels the United States. She was working for an attorney's firm. She's an attorney. She was working for a law firm and on her own time was teaching the Constitution. She's probably presenting her DVD over the next several weeks. We've got a program on food storage. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. So anyone that wants to come out and plug into any kind of an action group that is of interest to them, I really encourage them to do that.
Great, great. You know what? There's so many things going on, and like I saw a headline in the paper, Tea Party resurges.
Yeah.
And you know, and I don't know if you were listening earlier, but the Patriot Guard riders were also going through this. Were not, you know, Patriot Guard riders. I mean, they're not political, except they fly flags.
Well, they love their veterans.
Yeah.
If we have a second, if I could touch on this a little bit. The thing that I think most people that are listening need to really understand is the magnitude of some of the scandals that are happening in our federal government. It should frighten you to the very core of your being, whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent. It doesn't matter anymore. It just doesn't matter. There are agencies in our federal government that have accumulated so much power that they can go after anyone they want, and you should be very, very frightened.
Well, you know, Elizabeth, when I hear Chris Matthews and Rachel Maddow and John Stewart all taking on the administration by what they were doing, you know, I think you're right. I think it's finally everybody's going, wait a minute here. Let's take a look at what's happening out of D.C.
You know, for so long they really thought that it was just a small minority of people that were protesting the actions of the federal government, but nobody wakes up until it ends up in their lap. And now the media is waking up, or at least acknowledging what they've known to be the truth all along, because now they're going after them.
Yeah. Okay.
And real quickly, we have two rallies going on tomorrow. Wanted to let people know that we are going to be meeting from 10 a.m. to 12 noon and from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. both times at Cypress and Hilltop, and we're encouraging folks that are concerned about the IRS and what the IRS is doing to come out and join us. I mean, I'd rather call it a rally than a protest, but when in fact it probably is more of a protest. And these are actually pretty fun events. We get a lot of like-minded people, and you meet new friends, and it's always actually a very positive experience. But I also want to encourage people, don't go after your local IRS office, because those folks are at the bottom of the food chain of the IRS.
They're
the ones that get the brunt of the anger from the citizens. Yeah. Please don't go visit your local IRS office and give them a hard time, because this isn't their doing.
Okay. All right, Elizabeth.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Carl and DeBott, we're going to come back. We're going to be talking strokes, something that is important to everybody, how to prevent them, how to identify them, and what to do if case of one. And we're here with our doctor here from Shasta Regional Medical
Center. Dr. Robbie, and when we also, you know, we'll talk about when we get back. Something interestingly just came across Facebook about strokes.
Sure.
Be right back with our expert, KCNR 1460.
Don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops, mistake granite and things, are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard. But our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and B&T Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, B&T Satellite. All you have to do is call B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988, and the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and the Bot. It is 8:16 in the morning, 69 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, a large, large deli, in-store deli they have, plus a great selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. The North State's nutrition experts, Orchard Nutrition, at 221 Locust Street in Reading. Give them a call at 244-9141. Great people. They do a lot of, I mean, very expert. The place is just set up to help you find what you need in nutrition. Our guest for on this segment of Free Fire.
Talking about strokes.
Is Dr. Hamid Rabi. Who is the director of the stroke programs at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we are really happy to have you here today, doctor, because I know that, you know, when you start talking strokes, and we just heard a friend of ours, collapsed on the golf course, and we hope that he, of course, Randy Sprague, is a very good friend of ours, and we hope that Randy, we want to put our thoughts and prayers out to him.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Well, when we start talking strokes and we start thinking about anything when some things happen, so.
Well, it's very interesting. As you know, social media is such an amazing way to keep people in touch. So I turn on Facebook just for a few seconds ago to look something up with messages and see that a very good friend of ours, husband, they were playing in a golf tournament and he collapsed. Now we don't know what that was, but you know, we're, they're trying to decide what it is, but very often, I mean, we're finding and we're hearing many signs of strokes. And let's just do a reminder.
Absolutely. And you basically mentioned the main point. A stroke, as the name shows, is something that happens very suddenly, and could collapse be a sign of a stroke, or weakness or numbness in one side of the body be the sign of the stroke. And if something happens so sudden that really is significant, probably we should take the cautionary side and go to the emergency room to be evaluated for a stroke. It's the third common cause of death in the United States.
Are you seeing anything that's trending now with the month of May, be it male or female, with signs?
In regard to the signs, it's hard to say. There are some variations in regard to when is the winter or is the summertime. But altogether, if you break it down to the whole community, we are talking about 600,000 probably community in the Northern California, we do have the same trend, means that it's not necessarily a seasonal condition. It's a condition that basically piles up to in a person because of the risk factor after years and years of having some conditions.
We're going to have to take a break here to get back on time, but doctor, what would you say is the primary cause of someone having a stroke?
The main cause of it and the definition of it is that when a blood vessel in the brain get cut off, means that if the supply of blood to one part of the brain is cut off suddenly, that's a stroke. And this is the main cause of the stroke. And then we talk about what made that happen in that second. And this is, again, a story that goes on for months.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that when we come back, because as you said, the stroke just doesn't happen. It just, there's a reason for it. There's a blockage and it takes a while for that to happen.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be right back. We're talking stroke prevention and what you can do if somebody close to you or has a stroke and you're kind of gets your immediate action as soon as it happens. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every first Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fee and details, log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Cool off and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't miss our paper-only session every first Tuesday of the month at 6 p.m. 12 regular games pay $400, $25 for two books. Additional books are only $5. Plus, 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game for a mystery prize. So grab your friends and play paper-only bingo. Over 5,000 will go. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
It's better on the river.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the People in Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle, an opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing Through Nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. It is 8:23 in the morning, 68 degrees out there. Our guest is Dr. Hamid Rabi, who heads up the stroke prevention program right over there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And the doctors already told us what the, what a stroke is, and it's the cutting of blood to the brain. But can you tell us what leads to that? This is not something that just your body goes, well, let's just cut it off today.
That's very true. There's a story behind this. It takes months and probably years. And what they have come down to, because they had to break it down, what are the risk factors? The most important one probably is hypertension, untreated hypertension. And that's the blood pressure that is probably above 140 over 85 to 90. The 140 is the upper number. We call it systolic. Then the lower number is the diastolic one. If it's high for a long time, as if you have a lot of pressure in the pipes, and what happened to the pipes, they become rigid, they become rusty, and they don't carry the fluid, and here is the blood, very well. That's one risk factor.
Well, one of the things that we do here is that, you know, especially for women that are in middle age, and that I fall in that category, is that, you know, heart is a really a problem that many women don't look at.
That's more true. So
that they're worried about their husbands and everything else. So we were talking about percentages of people in Northern California, men versus women. Do you have an age bracket of what you're seeing indicative of this area?
It's a very important point that you touched on several levels. One of them is the issue of gender, the men and women. And they do see that the demographics in regard to a stroke in women is slightly different. Some of it maybe is hormonal. Some of it definitely could be the social factor and the stresses, the social stresses in many aspects that can be discussed about. And then that comes down again to other issues that might be more general, like issue of diet, issue of exercise, and issue of prevention. In certain ages in women, especially when it comes to the changes in those monthly hormonal pattern, the risk of a stroke might be slightly increasing. I think this is what can be said in general in a national level. More specifically in Northern California, we might need to discuss about the issue of activities, which again comes to both sides, but might be having more effect. And also the issue of stress, as you mentioned.
Would you, we were talking during the break, and things that I've read in the, in different statistics shows that we have a pretty high rate up here of heart problems and strokes in Northern California and Shasta County area. Do you see that also?
Yes, we have actually very, very interesting cases, and some of them are very, very significant in regard to causing major stroke. And it's kind of known, but it's anecdotal, means that I don't have a very specific right. data, that in Northern California, we do have extreme cases. Some of it might be related to the issue of diet that translates into high cholesterol and also hypertension. Some of it might have to do with the smoking habits and a few other factors.
You know, the when you say hypertension is one of the big causes of this, the high blood pressure, what does that do? Does that just shut off things when your blood is rushing through you, and all of a sudden that you pump up real hard? Does it just cut off things and then break something loose or what?
You know, actually, I couldn't have said it better than what you said, because on both levels, one of them is when the blood pressure is high, you put more load on your heart to try to pump that blood. So that heart is more prone to dilatation, means that getting larger. When it gets larger, then is prone to irregular rhythm. In addition to that, the small blood vessels become rusty. They become rigid. They are not, they don't have that elasticity. So the person is more prone to a small size stroke. So at several levels, it causes problems.
Would you say with the, they're talking about obesity in children, that there seems to be an epidemic of obesity in children.
Yes.
Should we be looking at maybe even strokes for children? Is that something we should worry about?
In regard to a stroke, because the obesity and the secondary problem, complications from it, as diabetes and hypertension, it takes years to take effect, has not translated very much into a stroke into the children. But again, the more that you go to the main cause of the problem, naturally you pay attention to these issues more.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about. Somebody asked a question about Bell's palsy. Is that a form of stroke?
No, actually it's not, but it's the one thing that can bring the patient to the emergency room, and we get all worried about a stroke. So it's a so-called differential diagnosis. If someone has a sudden onset facial droop, means that one side of the face falls down, then naturally it's a good idea to come to the emergency room. We have ways to evaluate to find out if this is a stroke, and sometimes it could be.
Well, you know what? I've heard that, and we're getting ready to take a break here in about another minute. But anytime you have something like this, any of these symptoms, like the facial droop or a thickness in your speech, you can't move your, I heard if you can't move your tongue.
And you can't find the words sometimes.
And
you can't find the words. Well, that's interesting. We ought to both go
in for that one then.
We're going to take a break here just a minute, but we always want to thank our sponsors. And at the end of the show, we're going to bring in Alliance Heating and Air. Thank you very much for your old fashioned values. Alliance Heating and Air Service and Repairs makes all kinds of models 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We really appreciate Martin and the gang at Alliance Heating and Air. They do our work at 221-2642. When we come back, I want to talk about the mini strokes. There's a name for them. There's like three letters.
Right. TIA.
TIA. I really want to talk about that because can you have a TIA while you're grocery shopping?
Yes.
And if you, and then we also want to do is what do you do if you have a stroke? And what can the people around you do?
Definitely.
Yeah, okay. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
Fox News Radio, I'm Salji Ingrasso. Another afternoon and evening of severe weather is expected in a broad part of the Midwest.
Starting in the afternoon and going through the evening hours, a very similar setup as yesterday, with anywhere from Texas to parts of the Great Lakes expecting severe weather, large hail, damaging wind gusts in excess of 60 miles per hour, and tornadoes will be possible again.
Fox News meteorologist Maria Molina, violent storms ripped through Iowa, Kansas, and Oklahoma yesterday. The worst damage appears to be in the Shawnee, Oklahoma area, where two men were killed. A new owner for a popular photo-sharing website.
Yahoo will pay $1.1 billion to buy Tumblr, a photo blog site that is to images what Twitter is to 140-character messages. Tumblr has 117 million users. It's strong among people under age 25, giving Yahoo a new claim to cool.
Dennis Neal of the Fox Business Network. Fox News, we report, you decide.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it's time for the 2013 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 22nd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers, save with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 22nd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 to 1. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings, Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 22nd. Vendors include medical home care professionals, HICAP, Walter Hurst Independent Insurance Agent, Golden Living Center, Patrick Black of Edward Jones. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Windsor Reading Care Center, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Addis Healthcare, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. The Spring Senior Expo, May 22nd. Don't miss it.
911.
She shot him. She's shooting him.
My wife is a hero. She protected her kids. She did what she was supposed to do as a responsible, prepared gun owner.
This is Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The time is now for safe, effective, NRA-certified firearms training. And if I can provide your firearms, ammunition, and the best training in the state, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. Carl and the Bot, 8:34 in the morning, 68 degrees out there, 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. You know, you get great haircuts, great prices there, and discounts for seniors and veterans, all at the Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold. Head on down there. They give great haircuts, great Americans down there. Our guest is Dr. Hami Rabi, and he heads up the, is it stroke prevention or just the stroke department?
The stroke program.
Stroke program.
Right.
Director of the stroke program at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we've been getting some great advice from the, and some great information from the doctor, because May is?
It's just stroke month. And before we go into the acronym of FAST, and we'll find out what those four, why we call it the four-letter FAST. Let's find out more about the information of you, doctor, and where you came from, what brought you to Reading, and where'd you study?
So I was graduated. I became MD in Tehran, Iran, and then moved to United States and did internship in New York City with New York Medical College. And then moved to Los Angeles and with University of Southern California, did fellowship in stroke and cerebrovascular disease and stayed 1 year as a faculty and then moved up here to Reading. First, I was kind of scared because I never was in a small town. I always was in a cities with millions of population. But after that, basically, I'm so acclimatized that I don't want to go back.
Isn't that interesting? We were talking about that. If you've lived in cities and you then move to the, you know, a smaller, like a more rural. It's not so rural, actually, but it's just hard to go back when all of our friends are from the city are spending 3 hours. And the time they get to talk with you is usually in traffic.
Absolutely.
And it's a two-mile just a two-mile area there's 3 hours waiting for.
Right.
So it's really nice to be here, and it's great to feel like you're part of the community.
I am very glad.
And how long have you lived here, doctor?
It's 17 years now. I'm 17? That's correct.
Well, you know what? We have run into so many other medical professionals who come from around the world that love it here. They chose to come here once they were here. Maybe it was a little bit of trepidation.
Right.
But they love it here.
That's
true. Well, thank you. You know, thanks for what you do for our community and, with this, especially the stroke prevention. We have a caller here and, with a question.
Good morning.
Let's go to the phones.
Good morning, Carl and Linda, and I'd love it when you have doctors on, free advice.
Isn't that fabulous?
Well, you know what? They always come in with something good. You know, you gotta be able to take something away from this.
They want to be here and they want to share, their knowledge. So it's lovely when people call and inquire. And Ruth, we always love you being part of our chat pack and our morning team, as well as your, informational show on Saturdays with Kurt Largent, our guest.
We'll be there tomorrow.
Well, thank you. And Ruth, what's on your mind?
Well, I get migraines, and I'm one of those people that get really stupid. I kind of get blinded. I get I can't speak. I'm not articulate. It's just a garbled mess trying to come out of my mouth. I get so frustrated, and then the migraine takes over. But I wanted to ask the doc if that is something that is a precursor to getting a stroke. I know it seems like you're having a stroke when that happens, and people think you are. I've had it for years, so I just know, but I was, have always been concerned about it possibly leading to a stroke, so I wanted to get his opinion, and I will be there tomorrow, and I'll take my answer off air.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Ruth.
Ruth, is a very good question, and the answer to that is that very small percentage of patients with migraine, they do actually have a stroke, because the mechanism of the migraine is that the blood vessel get spastic or constricted in some part of the brain, in certain type of migraine, not all of them. So it could be a risk. It's a very good idea that a person who has had migraine even since childhood or adolescence, that some people do, at least once having an evaluation by a neurologist, that basically they do a picture of the brain, MRI of the brain, that which is very sensitive. And they look at the possibility of risk of a stroke, and then they use prevention. In migraine, a lot of time we use medication right at the time of the headache. Probably you are using something like that. But there are also preventative treatment available that can be used. So the answer is that yes, but not to the point that to panic, because only a small percentage of patients with migraine, they could have a stroke.
You know, Dr., when we say that, when we talk about that, there's treatments, and I know is there, you say there's preventative treatments. Is this, are these pharmaceuticals, or is this things that you can do yourself to kind of, if you believe the onset's coming on, that you can just do? I mean, without pharmaceuticals to help?
Well, if the attack is happening, means that the person has a stroke, sometimes the patient or the person would understand, and sometimes the family member would notice it, which is basically that sudden onset, right side, left side of the body, one side of the body getting weak, or person not being able to talk, that kind of gazing, bewildered eyes that probably you have seen in other people, that you know that the person is sick and then might fall down or might slump over the chair. And at that time, probably the best thing is just call 911, even not put in the car and bring into emergency room. Just call in 911. That's the best thing.
Okay, call 911. And when we come back, I want to talk about that. Is there a magic? There's a magic time in here, isn't there? Like in the or is there? I've always heard that first
yes.
hour. There is a magic time.
We have a cutoff time of 4.5 hours.
Okay.
Within that time, we have a special treatment, but that shouldn't make a person even wait. Any minute counts.
But I want to talk about that when we get back. The golden hour that I was talking about is in combat. When somebody gets hit, that we had an hour, we believed if we could get him off the battlefield and into our MASH units up front, right, that we had a real good chance of saving this man or woman's life. So this is even better. So we'll be right back with more information with Dr. Rabib on stroke and stroke prevention. This is Stroke Prevention Month.
And what does FAST mean?
That's right. We'll be right back after these messages.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Spring Water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips. Drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Spring Water. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palo Cedro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. 8:24 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, family operated, discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Great people at Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest, Dr. Hamid Rabi. And he heads up, he's the director of the stroke program at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we've been talking strokes. It's Stroke Prevention Month.
And one of the things that we discussed at the break was an acronym called FAST.
Right. And they use that FAST because we want everyone to really notice the time is essence in treatment of a stroke.
So what the first thing is the face dropping. These are the four things to look for.
That's correct.
The arm weakness. So do you ask the person you're with, like, lift your arm? How does your arm feel?
Yes, exactly. In regard to the face, you look for asymmetry. Symmetry is something that in nature is very much cherished. So that's easy to remember, that when you see someone's face is suddenly changed to something asymmetric, one side is not like the other one, that's an alarm. And then you ask them to bring their arms up, and you see one of them drops or doesn't move at all. That's another
sign. Lift your arms. Okay, okay. And the next one, speech difficulty.
That's correct, which is difficulty in finding words, hesitating in saying things, as if the person is just thinking, searching for words, or sometimes using garbled speech, as they say, using words that they are nonsensical, has no meaning. But again, sudden onset.
Okay, and last, that's your time to call 911.
That's correct. So again, we come to the issue of time. Every minute that the blood doesn't get to those nerve cells in the brain, they more and more of them die. We are talking about millions of them. So you can imagine the sooner that you come to the hospital, the sooner you have a treatment, if the hospital is equipped and is able to provide that fast treatment.
Now, the one of the things that I've heard before, and we addressed it a little bit, is an aspirin for the person that's having a stroke.
Right.
Can you talk about that? Because some sure. people think it's an automatic, and maybe it's not.
That's true. One issue about a stroke is that might affect the swallowing mechanism. It means that you might swallow and you might choke on it when you have had a stroke because those muscles are weak. So we want to make sure. If the person does not have swallowing difficulty, could take an aspirin on the scene. This is based on a study in China that involved about 15,000 patients. Now, how is the mechanism? That's a little complicated. Maybe it's a little questionable. But if it doesn't hurt, one aspirin right at the scene before the paramedics come to the place. But again, make sure patient can swallow and not going to choke on it.
Yeah, you don't want to choke them while you're trying to help them. Right. Now, here's the big thing, and I think this is very important. You know, my friends out there, you know, this FAST is that you're looking at the face. Is the face drooping or is it scrunched up? Can they lift their arms? Can they talk? You ask them just simple questions and they're garbled. And then you call 911. And if you can, if they can swallow, maybe, if you just happen to have an aspirin on you to do that. You've called 911 and there is a time frame that we're talking about here.
True.
The big thing is we don't ignore it at all. But talk to us about the time frame.
Absolutely. So when the patient comes to the emergency room, right from the door, they start initiating the workup, drawing blood, taking the patient for CAT scan. CAT scan is a computer tomography to take a picture of the brain. And then is the assessment. And we do all these things or try to do it within 20 minutes, maximum within 60 minutes. We want to get the patient to the treatment, if possible, within 3 hours. If it's 3 hours past, then there is a slippery slope, means that the treatment might harm the patient more than helping them. After 4.5 hours, definitely could hurt them more than help them. So we don't have that option of acute treatment. So this is the important part. Coming to the emergency room, being assessed, the doctors and nurses being ready and evaluate the patient. And this is something we have been doing since 2006, and that's what makes a center so-called JCO certified, which is the Joint Commission for Health. And they give a certification for a hospital to be ready 24/7.
So we're talking in Shasta Regional, then you all are set up for this. If somebody comes in and you come screaming through the door with a paramedic or whoever's right. bringing them in, right. so we have a stroke here, and you all are set up right then. Everything's ready to go. You don't have to kind of find things or research it. You've got it right there.
It all in the place. Protocols are all in the place. The nurses are just wonderful, and they are very much ready and experienced.
Okay. So, again, this is National Stroke Prevention Month. And as we've had other doctors come on here, one of our friends and doctors, Dr. Khan, he says, if you don't do anything else in your whole life, walk half an hour a day. And then you have, and then you talk to other doctors, as we were talking here with Dr. Rabi, is that you take care of yourself, your diet, your exercise, your habits, personal habits, but then also know what to do if you're doing all that and then we do have a stroke.
That's it.
Is to remember that FAST. And it's an easy acronym. So it must give you a great deal of satisfaction, and you have a team trained like this that you can.
That's very true. And as much as a person wants to take all the credit, really the credit to everyone, all of the nurses, because they are doing the hard work. They are ready all the time. That fatigue factor is very important, if you can imagine, 24/7 for years.
My gosh, and we really appreciate Shasta Regional. We know that you have definitely done integrity checks through the years, and that's really important to us as a community, all the great work that you do and how much you support our community.
Absolutely. And again, goes to the old nurses and health providers.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we're going to come back, we're going to gather all this information up in the last few minutes, and so we can go over it one more time with our expert, Dr. Rabi, on here. And this is Stroke Prevention Month, and this is a time that maybe just take a few minutes even to write yourself a note, or just, if nothing else, write down the letters FAST. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Well, I walked back.
Yeah,
down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. No, I won't. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460, 68 degrees out there today. Hey, Wednesday, Linda and I are going to be down at Macy's for Spring Senior Expo. Come on down and visit us. We're going to be there from, we're starting a course at 7 o'clock, and they're going, with the Spring Senior Expo is going to go from 8 to 1 p.m. First 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag.
You want to get there early because, no, I'm not kidding you. This is, there's some push and shoving going on. So, I mean, you get there early to get your place if you want the gas cards and the VIP bag. I mean, it's fun. It's kind of like shoppers, you know, attention shoppers.
Yeah, Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, right outside Macy's, right there in Mount Shasta Mall. Wednesday, day after tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., but we'll be there early. Okay, our guest is Dr. Hamid Rabi, and we're talking strokes in the Stroke Prevention Month. You said that there is the future of stroke treatment and this. You've got some good news.
At many levels. One of them coming down to home, Redding, Northern California. We have about 17 or 18 local hospitals in the area that all of them have the potential of this acute treatment. And basically our listeners have that option to call them and make sure that they are up and ready. Why? Because we do have that capability right now that through the telemedicine, evaluate these patients right at the time, although they are about 1.5 hours, 2 hours away by ambulance or even by the chopper, helicopter, or by fixed wing to come to Shasta Regional. We can evaluate them right in the place, start the treatment for them to come over. This is something that is happening all over the United States. I can say all over the world, actually, and it's very exciting. Imagine that you have a stroke in Weed, in Wairika, or in Shingletown, or Susanville, and they start the treatment, they diagnose it right there, they start the treatment, and then having the patient to a more sophisticated, specialized center. This is our future for the area, and this is a fact, means that this is done and it's really helping.
So this is here.
This is here.
And so people don't have to live 5 minutes from Shasta, we're certain.
We also want to share with our listeners that earlier we talked about a friend of ours who collapsed while he was in a golf tournament. His wife had just called and said, Randy is okay. So we're happy to hear that. Our prayers and thoughts are out with the family. I'm sure it's nice to hear that. Randy is okay.
Yep. It always is. It's always good to hear they're okay. Well, it sounds like the future of our medical treatment here in the northern state of California is in good hands, Dr. Rubby.
I appreciate that. Again, it's a good community, healthy community. Everyone has a good head on the shoulder and is very proud to be here, and I'm proud to be part of this community.
Well, you know, that's, you know what? That's great. We would love to hear that. You know, people that can make their choice to live anywhere in the world, and let's face it, you could go anywhere in the world and practice medicine. Anywhere. Absolutely. And we may not have, operas here, but we do have Fiddler on the Roof,
sometimes.
And that was good.
Yeah. We have great theater here. I know what you're saying. For some people, it's not a cultural mecca, but we are well on our way.
We are, and when we have people that come in as our doctors and many other people that come here to live that love it here. Okay. And as we said, Dr. Rubby heads up the stroke, treatment center at Shasta Regional. We talked about strokes, and if you don't remember anything else today, it's fast. It's facial, drooping. It's, arms. It's your arms and your speech, which would be the S. And T is time. Call people. Get 911 there, right, doctor? He's over there. He's giving me, he's helping me out.
Cause really
I'm having problems
it.
With my words. Am I garbling here? What's my face look like? Look okay.
You're fine. And I want to also thank all of you for sending me great birthday wishes. And Lori Goyne, thanks for coming in today. Even though it is tomorrow, I really appreciate you all. We won't be here tomorrow. We've got some guests sitting in.
Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel are going to be here because tomorrow is Linda's birthday, and we're going to do something.
Head off to Beale Air Force Base.
get her an ID card. Another big present here. Again, thank you so much, Doctor, for coming and joining us today. This won't be the last time because this type of information is so timely, and it's not just for this month. It's for any month. And anything that we can do to help get this word out, as you have, is just outstanding. And thank you so much for what you do in our community.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Okay, you see, tomorrow, like I said, we're not going to be here, but Wednesday we have Spring Senior Expo. Why don't you come on down and visit us down at Macy's down at Mount Shasta Mall from 7 to 9. We're going to be there. And the first, remember, the first 100 seniors receive a VIP, very important person, goodie bag with a $10 gas card.
What constitutes a senior now?
Somebody older than me.
I think I'm in that category now.
Hey, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Well, which are you?
Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A second death just confirmed from the weekend tornadoes that ripped through the nation's midsection, leveling a mobile home park in Oklahoma. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Both victims, elderly men from Shawnee, Oklahoma. It's the same town where Marlena Hodson's home has been destroyed, but she remains positive, saying she still has her memories.
Our lifetime there is still all right where we need them, right in our heart, and we're going to be fine.
Pottawatomie County Commissioner Randy Thomas calls the Shawnee damage devastating.
This is one of our incidents we have going on in the county at this time. We do have another one over west and one up in northern part of the county.
Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Iowa are in for more rough weather today, and add to that list Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Lisa?
Jennifer, thanks. The Justice Department seizure of phone records at AP, reportedly not the first time reporters have been targeted over suspected leaks of classified information. The Washington Post says the chief Washington correspondent for Fox News, James Rosen, has been investigated.